the right policies by the government to induce and trade and investment. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to emphasize that the government of Ghana recognizes the need to work to improve services offered by the regulatory structure, increase the ease of doing business, preserve fiscal discipline, and encourage greater transparency and accountability to create a conducive environment for business to thrive. As we look into the future, I have always said that our future is in digitalization. And over the last 6 years, Ghana has positioned itself as one of the leading digital hubs in Africa. Ghana is the leading country in the world in the use of drones for the delivery of medical supplies. Ghana is the first country in Africa to implement mobile money interoperability between bank accounts and mobile money wallets. We are one of the few countries in the world to implement a universal QR code payment system, with fintechs, banks, and telcos being on one platform. We are one of the few countries in the world to implement a digital address system based on GPS technology. We are number one in the world in terms of access to financial inclusion. Indeed, thanks to the work of the Bank of Ghana, in Ghana today, anyone with a national ID card can open a bank account instantaneously by just dialing. Bank account is open. So facilitating this payment system obviously helps businesses because when you sell your products, you want it to be paid for efficiently. And I think we are able to do that. And it also is resulting in a thriving e-commerce industry in Ghana. Digitization is also de-risking the business environment by basically eliminating bureaucracy and corruption in the provision of many government services. And indeed, as I've said, we in Ghana are not afraid to lead Africa and in some cases in the world, or lead the world in some of these areas. As we've put all of this data together through the digitalization process, we see artificial intelligence and data as key to African economic transformation in sectors like agriculture, health, and education. Our digitalization story is really a story of a combination of political will on the one hand and the private sector on the other. Most people don't really realize that Ghana's digitization drive is a private sector driven policy initiative, because